Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing? My TV isn't working. I thought I had fixed it. It's not related to Windows Update today, but somehow my network, local network, is not working. How are you doing? There is an Adderall shortage. Are there some Adderall gangers in the chat? People who depend on Adderall, because you're not going to get your dose. Whatever pills you have right now are your last until a couple of months, maybe. The US is in shortage. All of this due to a Israeli company who's had shortages of workers and couldn't keep up the production. They say they have fixed the problem, but it will take a while before the whole chain receives the newly produced Adderall. Adderall is a bizarre drug. It's one of these drugs where I'm not sure what's the percentage of people who use it recreationally, basically. I'm not sure it fixes ADHD that much. I think it may make these people feel better, no doubt. It's amphetamine, but I don't know. It's a bizarre case of a drug that I don't know if it fixes really the problem of ADHD, and I don't know what part of the population just wants it because it's good. Surya Loka says, I'm on Benadryl for allergies. I am too. I take Benadryl every night to sleep. At this point, it's been years that I've taken it every night systematically. It's also a sleeping pill. If you look at the sleep aid that they sell in pharmacies and Walmart, you'll see that it's the exact same substance. So you can use it both as an allergy pill and as a sleeping pill, and that's what I do. The synthetic meat is arriving in Europe soon. Mama JF is going to go crazy. I'm going to normalize synthetic meat by just playing the video.
Your steak could soon be 3D printed. That's if you live in Europe. The company Redefine Meat has struck a partnership with importer Giraldi.
This is disgusting. This doesn't even look as good as basically a Swiss roll. And you can see that the guy is super careful in cutting it. It doesn't seem like it has the consistency of meat at all. Holy shit, that looks disgusting. Like, a Swiss roll, you can chop it and it's more aesthetic than this. And you've been 3D printing this. You don't need a 3D printer to make Swiss rolls.
Meats to drive European distribution of its new meat steak cuts.
Of course, European distribution.
The startup is hoping to establish its products as an alternative to conventionally produced meat. Redefine operates large-scale meat printers at its
rep. You can see that the borders are becoming brown. Just the time that it spends printing it, the borders are already brown.
Headquarters south of Tel Aviv, as well as in a new factory in the Netherlands. Manager of the company's 3D printers project, Yaron Eshel, explains how it works.
When I want to create my steak, I have a library of a few different slabs.
Now, those look like real steak, but it's on the TV. The product doesn't look like a real steak at all.
I choose each one of them, and I can adjust it accordingly.
Oh my god, they have like 8-bit resolution on the fat.
Define the amount of marbling, the internal fat or the external fat, and now I can start.
Oh god, I'm never going to eat this. There's just no way you're gonna have me eat this. I will become a vegetarian before I eat this steak. Mama JF says, what is it made of? Crickets? I don't know what they... It's, probably soy. Soy, Shrigatum fungus, you are right. They often put a lot of soy in this. And then, I don't know what else. Maybe some other sources for protein. Go away, says JF. What's more based to subsist on? Bugs or synthetic steak? At this point, I'm not sure there's a difference. So Neither of those. You know, you can also accept to die in a based way. You can say, all right, I've seen enough. If you're giving me the choice between the bugs and the steak, I choose to die. FDA confirms major Adderall shortage that won't end soon. The Israeli company Teva, the spokesperson indicated an inventory recovery in the coming months and intermittent delays through the end of the year. So this is a big problem. I was pointing this out on Gab. It's a problem that I've been worrying about for many years, and not for Adderall, but for medications in general. The state makes laws that forces pharmacies to not give you much medication. As a result, you are always 30 pills away from being forced out of your medication cycle, and some of these medications are life-saving. If you take medication for blood pressure, you can have an ACV. Or AVC, I don't know what you guys call it in English, but a cardiovascular accident to the brain. Your brain can just blow up. It's dangerous. And the state regulates these things such that no one can have a stash of those unless you use special tricks. Especially in Canada, I mean, you just can't. You're going to have to use special tricks like ask your daughter to give you another dose. And then when you change the dose, you keep your old one. So it gives you kind of a little stash, but it is very minimal. You cannot have a stash of many years. How is it that I have the right to accumulate food and water for 20 years in order to survive, but I can't accumulate life-saving medications that I would need? And then when the system crashes, what are we going to do? You're going to have a bunch of people who are dependent on medication just dropping off of the system, just unable to be sustained by the system of distribution and production. It is absolutely worrying. I mean, our whole society, maybe, I don't know how many people could we quantify in society need medication not to die, but it must be a big amount. I mean, if you cut all medications all of a sudden, I'm sure you get at least 10% of the population dying within the year. So we are living on the small thread of the state being good enough in its management of the situation that we assume they will always bring us medications. I don't think they will always do that. Valet says, not having ADHD is gay. Go natural. Yes, I was discussing with Valet on Gab, and he was saying that he used Vyvanse before, but eventually stopped it because he just likes having ADHD. And he says that not having ADHD is gay. Suggesting, therefore, that the hetero lifestyle demands the brain of the ADHD capable of computing lots of equations all at the same time in parallel. DK Shadow says it's about breeding dependency. I mean, the state is holding a sword of Damocles onto our head, and it's worrying. I've been watching today the Daryl Brooks Christmas Parade Massacre Murderer trial, and I'm very stunned. So this guy is the guy who drove into a parade, and it's not been decided to prosecute him as a hate crime, but it looks like he just drove and killed into a lot of white people. And so, of course, if you had the reverse, there would be a hate crime charge, but he doesn't get a hate crime charge. And he has decided to defend himself. Now, I don't want you to interpret positive statements about him as supporting what he's done. Of course, it is disgusting what he's done if he's done it. And all evidence seems to indicate that he was the one doing it. But I will point out, based on his performance in the trial, that this guy has some sort of relatively high IQ. I mean, he's not a genius, but he may be something like 105, 110 IQ, because he is he has developed a complex theory of the case that to me requires some legal imagination. So he has two things, that he's annoying the judge always, and he's questioning the witnesses, and it's super awkward because some of these witnesses have lost a child. So he's the murderer of their children. And he's questioning them. Now, the lines of questioning that he pushes leads me to believe that he has two legal theories that he wants to press on. One, he asks a lot of questions around, did you see the driver? So I think he may be going for some kind of idea that that he may not have been the driver, that there were not many witnesses who ended up seeing him in the car. Because a lot of the witnesses, he says, so you were at 10 feet and you didn't see who was the driver of the car? Would you say that 10 feet is close or far from the car? Close? How is it that you couldn't pay attention to who was the driver? He asked these questions. Now, he does a lot of objections also, and his objections are always, well, almost always, hearsay. Now, he gets his objections denied most of the time. 99% of his objections are denied. But I get what he's trying to do. His theory is that the people who are speaking are not speaking on personal knowledge. He wants to claim something along the lines of they've been coached to speak, they don't know what they're talking about, or they heard it from someone else. So if someone says, my child had scratches on their leg when the first time I saw them, he's gonna say hearsay. And the judge refuses these objections. But what he's getting at is the idea that, well, how did you know that he had scratches on his legs? You read a report, you read what the doctor said, you heard what the doctor said. He wants to claim that these people are testifying based on outside information that wasn't personal to their own. And another point that he keeps coming back to is whether there's a complaint in the case and whether the district attorney representing the state is an entity that can sue him. That is really out there in terms of a theory. It's certainly not going to work. But it shows some kind of imagination, kind of bizarre creativity that this guy has, where he asked one of the witnesses, do you see the state? I don't know which state it is, Wisconsin. Do you see the state of Wisconsin in this room right now? I laughed my ass off. Do you see the state of Wisconsin in this room right now? And what he's getting at is the jury should be allowed to know that he's being, that there's, if there's a complaint against him, and he seems to be acting as if there were no complaints against him. But I think he wants to get to the point where the complaint in the case has been written by district attorneys who are not authorized to represent the state. Something along those lines. I'll show you a line of questioning of one of the witnesses, just to give you a taste, and it's like this all day long.
To the criminal complaint in this case or something else?
I'm referring to something else, the complaint.
Well, then I'll sustain the objection as to the form of the question. It's vague.
May I respectfully ask on what grounds, Your Honor?
It's vague. Next question, or rephrase.
Do you know of any complaint being filed in this matter?
Objection.
Grounds.
Sustained.
Grounds.
As the form of the question.
Were you aware that it may be possible that you could give testimony in this matter?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Did you seek to give testimony in this matter?
I was okay with doing so.
And who were you informed by?
The district attorney's office.
Was that in form of a subpoena, or was it a conversation, or?
Well, at first it was knowing that there was a possibility, and then the subpoena.
So it'd be fair to say that you did have a conversation?
Conversation?
With the district attorney's office?
Yes.
Now, he's pushing them in a very, very strong way. Although the line of questioning, you know, doesn't amount to something that will be useful to him. See, she was trying to avoid to say that she had a discussion. And so she was like, well, at first this was knowing that it was a possibility. And then it was the subpoena. So in her first answer, she is not explicitly admitting having a discussion with the district attorney. He follows up with another question. So you did have a discussion with the district attorney. And she ends up admitting it. Now, I'm not telling you that this is going to be useful to him, but just to say, he seems to be knowing and relatively intelligent enough to do well in terms of interrogation. If he had a case, he might be able to seed some doubt in the jury's mind with these lines of questioning.
Did they ever inform you of who the plaintiff was in this matter?
Objection.
Grounds.
Sustained.
Are you aware of any plaintiff in this matter?
Objection.
Grounds.
Relevance.
Grounds.
Sustained.
Have you ever talked to the plaintiff in this matter? Ever seen the plaintiff in this matter?
Objection.
Grounds.
Sustained under 90611. Mr. Brooks, you need to move on to a new topic or I will close the cross-exam.
I will move on. I'll just, it has to be some type of ground stated other than relevancy or anything like that. The real ground should be put on record, Your Honor. We all deserve to know. The jury deserves to know.
It's not relevant. Move on.
He keeps asking ground, and sometimes she gives answers and she gives the statute number and he's like, the jury deserves to know. I think the jury is seen as not deserving of an explanation for a law decision. So the jury is only seen as a processor of fact. And so if the judge says 903-00534, this is considered okay because the jury doesn't have to know whether the law has been applied or not. However, you know, it's kind of a fine argument to say, yes, the jury should know. And this is where I say this guy has a bizarre brain, bizarre creative brain. Very impressive, very surprising. Of course, it doesn't excuse what he's done. And I guess we'll get to some evidence that someone saw him in this car, because for now, all I've seen are people who haven't seen him in that car. Charles Garrity says the courts know he is trolling them, but they know legally they cannot do anything about it. Yeah, the problem is if you deny him too much, and if you start ignoring his request, he's gonna fall on a request that happens to be a valid one, and then he can appeal on this. So that's why the court is being careful. Shrigadam Fungus says this is so evil he doesn't give a shit about the truth. I don't know. It's part of the fair system is that he can do the best case he wants to do, and to me that is fine. That is fine. But I think he puts up a class in legal trolling, and despite the fact that I am for the criminal court and I am for criminals being put in jail, there are other courts that we have to use these techniques against, because you have to make them lose their time at some point, or else they oppress you and they violate your rights constantly, and they do it at cheap cost. If everyone can do like him in family court, you're going to have a whole different approach to family courts. Eventually, the politicians will realize we just can't process every man as an abuser. Fractal Man says he's not creative. The initial questions are from his original defense. The sovereign stuff is being fed to him. It's possible that someone was is visiting him and saying, hey, you should attempt this, you should attempt that. But just the fact that he's able to play it out and do it shows some kind of intelligence. We're not talking about a 80 IQ guy. He is a little more intelligent, and he has some structured interventions in this trial. Anyways, that was my impression. Hermit Ham says, imagine a white man trying to pull this stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's the whole... I mean, to be honest, I was looking at his behavior and his little voice, like down voice a little bit. It could charm someone in the jury. You never know. You just never know who crazy jurors have been assigned to this case, and you just never know. So I was kind of a cliffhanger in front of an obvious bad argument, but it was still a cliffhanger to me. What will happen with this freaking case? Lodazal says it could go the other way. If the news reports it was a certain person driving enough, some victims may actually believe it. The system is thus easy to troll. Exactly, I agree. Which is what he's kind of going for. He's asking a lot of questions around, have you watched the news report? Have you been influenced by the news report, etc. Update, rally mass shooter from yesterday was a 15-year-old. Austin Thompson was his name, killed his older brother and four other people. We had heard yesterday that the rally North Carolina City was in lockdown, kind of. It was under a warning that a shooting was going on. It turned out that the shooter was a 15-year-old. We don't know the motivation behind the shooting. He shot his brother. He appears to have shot random people also. He was in camo clothing, and he eventually got arrested alive. So that is the situation. It looks like he went on a shooting spree, but that he was able to kill five people only before he was isolated in a forest and eventually arrested. I'd like to know the family story on this. I'd like to know, because I'm looking at this. Two brothers. He kills his older brother, who is 16. He is 15 himself. I don't hear anything being described in the article about parents. Where are the parents? Is there just a mother? I would like to know. Four Oklahoma men vanish while cycling. Police have never seen anything like it. Okmulgee Police Chief Joe Prentice said he's never seen anything like it. And the longer they're missing, the more concerned I am, but I have yet to find any evidence that there's any foul play involved. They went on a bicycle ride together on Sunday and then vanished. They are still missing, with authorities clueless as to what happened to them. According to the New York Post, one guy, his brother, and their two friends were all reported missing, and only two of the men, Mark and Mike, left for their bike ride with working cell phones. I don't know what's happening with this. Is that a kidnapping? It seems that four guys who leave on their own like this, maybe they had a plan, maybe they wanted to do some criminality, or maybe do some, I don't know, what do guys do in the forest with bikes? Some gay stuff, maybe? I don't know. I have no idea. Someone shared this video. It's unrelated to the cases I'm talking about, but someone shared this video describing how the police does when they have a shooter in a location. My God, they are equipped. They have these kind of, I don't know what you could call it, X-ray image or whatever, infrared imaging by drone. Look at this. There's a shooter in this building.
He backed off and called Chandler SWAT to assist. When the SWAT team arrived,
they have a drone flying in the building. What we see right now is the camera of a drone. The drone has found the shooter here, hiding under a a kind of cover sheet or whatever.
Arrived, they deployed a robot and a drone, both equipped with cameras.
As you can see on this drone video, Ishan is hiding in the corner and has covered himself in blankets.
Eventually, the guy shoots the drone.
Ishan refused to exit and shot the drone and the robot. Here is video recorded by the robot.
This is the Mesa Police Department. You need to come out now.
And eventually, he comes out of his hole. Wow. They are equipped. I mean, you can't just go on these killing sprees thinking you're going to get away with it. They will target you like military style. Hermit M sends a super chat, $25, and he sends two of them. I don't know if it was an error. I'm sorry if it was an error. I don't want to profit off of an error. I hope that you were okay with sending me $50. But because he repeats his message in the two super chats, so I'm afraid. I hope it wasn't an error. If it was, I have to check if I have the power to undo it. Hermit M says, a fun film to review is Mad Max Fury Road. It is the greatest action film ever made. It has both left and right-wing power messages. It's a beautiful spectacle. No centrism allowed. Check it out, Papa. I had tried to watch Mad Max. I don't know if it was Fury Road that I have tried to watch. Okay, 2015. That's more recent. Because I tried to watch the original Mad Max. And oh my god, I can't understand what the fuck is going on in this movie. It is impossible to understand. I don't get it. I'm trying, I'm putting the subtitles, and I'm like, what is this movie about exactly? It's a bunch of people in the dirt, and then they are on the road. I don't get it. I'm unable to process. I don't know why. Go away, says Jeff, can't understand Australian. I think it may be something like this. Like, the Australians have a special cognitive structure, and I have kind of Australian neglect. I have a part of the Australian part of my brain is just broken and I've never known it. Okay, he says, yeah, old ones suck, but the new one, rocks, Fury Road. And he says, yes, it was an Odyssey error, sent my thing twice. Well, I'm going to contact Odyssey and see if we can get the second one canceled because I don't like taking extra money on a computer error. But yeah, okay, I'll watch it. I'll watch it if it's better. But I'm a high IQ guy. How is it that I can't understand a Australian movie? Like, is it that the Australians have this kind of secret intelligence that I just don't know about? Or is it that they're just messing with my brain and really the movie says nothing? Musk, Elon Musk, demands that the Pentagon foot Starlink Ukraine bid after being told to fuck off. We had discussed this thing on the Discord yesterday, but I wasn't set on the details and understanding why is it that Elon Musk wants to do this. He wants to be paid basically by the US for maintaining this service or by Ukraine. Because he's been offering basically free cell phone via satellite service. And it's a very unique service that it helps the Ukrainian army to have these deployable stations that allow them to receive data and cell phone messages and all. And yes, Firestarter is greedy. Of course, yesterday that was the discussion on Discord. He's just interested at profiting from it. He had a model where he gave them for free the hardware. And then he's like, all right, now pay me because I need to make some money. But actually, now I realize what it is. It's Elon Musk was pissed of being told to fuck off with his peace deal. because someone on Twitter tweeted, Elon Musk Starlink says it can no longer afford to give Ukraine free service and asked the Pentagon to pay for it. Starlink had been a game changer in the war. This comes days after the Ukrainian ambassador told Musk to fuck off. And here Elon Musk says we're just following his recommendation. That is Elon Musk saying, I'm giving $100 million worth of service to your country as part of this war. Respect me. And because Elon Musk came with his peace deal and he got told by the Ukrainian ambassador to fuck off, he said, all right, I'm going to fuck off. I'm fucking off with my cell phone apparatus. So basically, Elon Musk is telling the US government, either you pay me or I'm dropping them and they won't have communication. I'm sure that the US government will end up paying. And so I think that's a further illustration of how Elon Musk makes money. He's developing private stuff that is in line with idealistic goals and goals of things that normally the state would take in charge. And then he's telling the state, do you want me to continue or stop? Because I'm stopping if you don't pay me. That is clever and mischievous in a very bad way. If you want my opinion, it's very dangerous. Elon Musk is basically integrating himself to the state apparatus for war. This is grave. It's what happens in fascism. And now we have a left-wing fascism in America, and Elon Musk is putting himself at the forefront of it. The OPEC decision to cut output may lead to supply deficit in oil markets. Last week, OPEC Plus said it would reduce its oil production target by 2 million barrels daily. Well, of course, it's going to lead to a shortage. That's why the price of gas is already on its way back up. It's going to get worse, I'm guessing. It is getting very bad. The diesel has increased massively in the last week. People are speculating that porn will be a problem. Yeah, you can't have porn in Ukraine if Elon Musk pulls out. That is a big problem. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. A Russian thermal power plant is on fire after a reported cross-border missile attack in Belgorod again. Belgorod has been seeing some low-flying helicopter attacks. It's within the territory of Russia, but it's a border town that is critical to the passing of much military forces. And so it's been seeing a lot of attacks since the beginning. A school had been damaged in a village close to the border, and the top floor of an apartment block had been struck in the city of Belgorod. And we had this fire of a thermal power plant. So Russia taking hits, but apparently Russia also doing good in terms of restarting the progression in Ukraine, particularly in the Donetsk area, pushing into the Donetsk area right now to complete its takeover of the full Donetsk administrative region. And in the current Ukraine update from today, there was no mention of Donetsk at all, because I think it was a point of failure of the counter-offensives that they wanted to talk about and promote. PayPal is still threatening to fine users $2,500 for promoting intolerance that is discriminatory. So hate speech and all. So I was celebrating the fact that PayPal backed off from the misinformation fines, but I hadn't realized that they are keeping that fine up for discriminatory intolerance. That is horrible, and the assessment of what is discriminatory intolerance is just as bad as what is misinformation. That is, it can pretty much be anything you want. Hermit M says, take the $15 and quit anyway, then tell them why you are quitting and taking the $15. Very interesting. Yeah, PayPal, not looking good. Thankfully, they cannot. I was afraid, will they withdraw from your bank account? I mean, they have access to your bank account. They could very well say to the bank, oh, he's been making a withdrawal of $2,500, and then run with the money. Thankfully, they can only take the balance that's in the PayPal account. But even that is absolutely unacceptable. But personally, I'm never leaving any big amount inside a PayPal account. It is just something that I don't trust. So if money passes through PayPal, I want it out as soon as possible. Go away, says JF, will PayPal fine me $2,500 for buying a Kanye concert ticket? Maybe they will. Maybe they will. That could totally fall under supporting a figure that supports intolerance because he has worn a White Lives Matter t-shirt. They would say the White Lives Matter t-shirt is intolerance, and therefore Kanye is a personality funding intolerance. And there you go, your $2,500 have disappeared. Ariel Suarez says, PayPal shouldn't even be involved with things that happen externally to itself. You cannot make statements within PayPal itself. Yeah, it's not even a social media. It's really a service provider of a banking type service. So it's scandalous. Also, I've seen that the European Union was voting to declare Russia a terrorist organization. So the consequences of this can be massive because now imagine Europe declares they are a terrorist organization, Russia. So now anyone on social media who says, I root for Russia, they end up, well, you root for terrorism. And so then you have these PayPal and Facebook will go after you. Well, you supported terrorism just because you made an argument against Ukraine. So it's getting extremely stretched, the web of absolute control over society. Atlanta Fed president reveals 5 years of trading violations, claims he didn't understand disclosure obligations. You gotta be kidding me. Now that I've made all those profits for 5 years using my advanced information on the market, now I get it. I had to report that I had all those buys and calls and whatever. Unbelievable. The Fed agents, one after the other, get caught in ethical violations, and those are just the ones we catch. Imagine what's out there in terms of what we don't know. Homeschool your children. At least 269 K-12 educators arrested on child sex crimes in the first 9 months of this year. 74% of the arrests involved alleged crimes against students. Look, I wish I had known this during the debate against, on modern day debate against Brenton, because he was bringing the subject of Catholic priests raping children. And I didn't quite have statistics to counter that, and it wasn't the point of the debate anyway, so I didn't care. But had I known this, I would have certainly offered a comparison. Have you ever heard of 269 priests caught within 9 months? Because that's the current rate that we catch K-12 educators doing that stuff to children. That's our current rate. I've never seen 269 priests caught every 9 months in my life. Americans are getting poorer. So this whole impression that the that the Catholic schools or Christians in general would have been involved in more child raping. I think it's just the child potential child rapists are attracted, they gravitate toward employment forms and tasks that involve children. So if you make a Catholic school, they're going to be at the Catholic school. If you make a public school, they're going to be at the public school. Americans are getting poorer. Price inflation grew faster than wages. Again in September, the federal government's Bureau of Labor Statistics released new price inflation data today. And according to the report, September was yet another month of soaring inflation. According to the BLS, consumer price index inflation rose 8.2% year over year. 8.2% inflation after we've had plenty of inflation already. Unbelievable. Virginia Democrats seek to redefine child abuse. That is one thing they are trying to win, and they are winning in Democrat states about, and they are winning in Canada about this also. They are trying to define child abuse as parents not affirming the gender identity of their child. And that's their indirect way, even in places where the parents have to consent to all these treatments and they have to be informed by the school if the school attempts anything of that kind. They're trying to define it as a crime against children so that at least they can remove the children from you and they can continue the sex change, brainwashing and operation. It is ridiculous. It's a violation of parental rights, and that's why this conception of child abuse, of criminally sub-threshold child abuse, this conception that, oh, you're not quite committing a crime, but you're committing child abuse, is the most dangerous thing in our society because it allows the state to violate your rights without getting a fair trial. It allows the state to do whatever they want with your children. Go away, says Jeff. Can you be criminally prosecuted if you buy your cisgendered son a doll for his birthday? I mean, at this point, they want that kind of stuff to happen. Because if you look at what happens in a court, a case of child abuse, it pretty much looks like this. I mean, they will note these little details, and it's like, it's all up to the judge to decide, have you abused your child? It is absolutely ridiculous. These courts must be abolished. These services of the government must be absolutely canceled. Virginia state lawmaker, that's the same news, to introduce a bill making it a crime for parents not to affirm their LGBT child. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin introduced updated model policies on transgender students last month. So basically, they have this governor who has promised, this Republican governor, who has promised, of course, to get parental rights at the forefront. But at the same time, the Democrats are pushing these laws where they hope to make it impossible for a parent to resist to these sex change, not just surgeries, but these sex change treatment as a whole. U.S. heating costs expected to surge this winter. A colder than average winter forecast and high energy prices will quite significantly raise heating costs for many U.S. consumers this winter. The Energy Information Administration reports in its Winter Fuels Outlook released Thursday. As the invasion of Ukraine and embargoes against Russian energy products have caused turmoil on global markets, oil price fluctuations are being more immediately passed on to consumers, for example, through gasoline or heating oil prices rising quickly. So it's going to be a hard winter. We're going to have to start heating with logs, wood, We do have all that we need here to heat our home with wood. It's going to be the best source of energy this winter because diesel and heating oil are going insane right now. I was lucky enough to make a big reserve of it, so when the price was acceptable, but we're going to have to run on this reserve and the wood. This is my strategy for this winter. Last news item before we close the show. Hermit M says, heard about what's happened in Michigan? No, I haven't. What's happening in Michigan? Last news item. The response from Donald Trump to the Select Committee of the Investigation of January 6th, dear Chairman Thompson, the presidential election of 2020 was rigged and stolen. You have not gone after the people that created the fraud, but rather great American patriots who questioned it, as is their constitutional right. These people have had their lives ruined as your committee sits back and basks in the glow. The people of this country will not stand for unequal justice under the law or liberty and justice for some. Election day is coming. We demand answers on the crime of the century. Well, that leaves little doubt that Donald Trump didn't change. He still holds on to his position. Yeah, that is the situation with Donald Trump. And Hermit M shares this, Strange Channel shares the news that apparently Hermit M may have been relating to. Dearborn School Board chaos as Muslim parents clash with LGBT plus Q plus speakers. Chaos broke out at two school board meetings this week when conservative Muslim parents tried to ban LGBTQ plus affirming books from schools in Dearborn, Michigan. Is that something we can watch? They're always putting these ridiculous videos. Don't put me a video if you don't have the video of it. Okay, there it is. So here you have the Muslims standing up, booing, apparently. And then you have the LGBT supportive gang. Oh my God. And then you have the white people just looking. Sorry, I was unable to mute my mic. This is America. You have the Muslims are complaining. They're booing the LGBTQ plus speaker out of his speaking place. The LGBTQ plus goes in his little LGBTQ plus corner. And the white Christians, they're looking. That is so interesting. Now we have... oh my God, you gotta be kidding. They're replaying this. Let's look at this again to understand what's going on. Gab video always works. There's a clip on Gab. We watch the clip. It just goes smoothly. Hi, John Drake says, maybe becoming nominally Muslim to destroy the left is the way to go. I predicted this. I said it the ultimate clash will come between the Muslim conservatives and the far left, and it's there. Now, I didn't know there were enough Muslims in, what is it, in Michigan? I didn't know there was. Crowd of 600 appears to be majority Muslim. But yeah, this is to be expected. They are the only ones who benefit both from the out of being a minority, so it eases their fight against the left, and at the same time being socially conservative. So they can allow themselves to do a lot of things that a bunch of white people were to do this. They would have bad coverage in the media. They would have a couple of hit pieces written about them and everything. I don't know when things will pop off. Are they going to go as hard against the Muslim conservatives as they go against the whites? Because they will have to. And at some point they may. But at some point they may. But for now, of course, they will go much stronger against the white. We'll see how it develops. But yeah, it is a societal solution that is not to be fully rejected, to kind of create a symbiosis between the white conservatives and the Muslims. It comes with major dangers, however. The danger of being eventually demographically beaten by the Muslim population. But compared to the danger of being dominated by the far leftists, perhaps it is a tolerable outcome. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Much love. If you'd like to support the show, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar. We need your monthly support to keep going. And Hermit M, I'm writing an email to Odyssey to check if they have charged you twice or once. I will demand that they charge you only once. Much love, and see you all tomorrow.